The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. It's a bright, sunny day out there. A little cool, but I think it's going to be a great day. My understanding is it's going to be almost in the 70s today, so I hope I'm right. And it seems like a good day to go out and hit the golf course or something fun like that, or have a cookout, or wash your car, or wash my car. Today what we're going to do is talk about the upcoming Dentistry from the Heart event that we have. It's June 15th, and you may remember that we did this last year. So a little bit later, I have a couple interviews of the folks that came to last year's event that I hope to be able to listen to or have you listen to. And last week I didn't get to mention and thank the sponsors, the people that are helping me, because we were so enthralled with the discussion with Dr. Prevedello and Dr. Ozer, the neurosurgeons who do that tumor removal surgery through the nasal sinus and through the oral cavity. So I thought today we would concentrate on the event and get a little bit more detail. So let me start by thanking the dentists. I want to give out a special thank you to Dr. Aaron Whitaker. Dr. Whitaker's office is across the street from mine, which makes it perfectly located to kind of dovetail into this event. The idea is that we block off part of Cook Road, and we cordon it off with a temporary fence, and we have people kind of sitting in tables and chairs, and we have tents, and there are hundreds of people that come, so obviously they can't all be in my reception room. But so when we are ready for the next, nine or so patients, we'll bring a group in, and I got to thinking that it would be just as easy or almost as easy to take a group of nine or so folks and just kind of escort them across the street to Dr. Whitaker's office, and they can be seen there. So she was nice enough to dedicate five of her treatment chairs to this event. And not only that, but she and one of her associates, Dr. Jeff Bixler, they are going to be providing dental care for us to the folks that day as well. So that allows us to have 15 dental chairs donated, or rather relegated, to adults. And, I was thinking about this morning as I was getting up, getting ready. Typical dental office in a day with, say, 10 chairs like mine, if you think about it, we might see, 30, maybe 30 people, because some of these appointments are rather long. So we might see 30 people in a day. Our hygienist, 8 hours, she might see 8 or 10 or 12. And so the dentist, I guess somewhere in that range. Because typically my appointments are a couple, 3-4 hours long, sometimes half day or all day. So that's a typical office with 10 chairs. We are on June 15th. Planning, and based on the numbers that we did last year, we should be providing free dental care to about 630 people. That's a lot of people. Now, how can we do that? We do it because we have some great, great volunteers, great organization. We have the ability to get a person back and find out what's going on. We take blood pressures on everybody that's going to have a tooth extracted. We're very careful with our health history. But when we get the person back, the dental assistant, the volunteer dental assistant, the volunteer dentist, they're just ready to go. And so the patient is seated, and one of our assistants will take an x-ray or two so we can figure out what's going on with this tooth. the shape of the root, whether there's a cyst at the end, whether there's an infection, whatever is going on. And then we call the dentist, who's usually just hovering right out in the hall anyway, because we want to keep the process moving. So the dentist has called in and said, you know, would you go ahead and numb Mr. Smith here? It's tooth number 3 that's been bothering him. Here's the x-ray. And, you know, it's just, you know, as you can see from the film, basically it's pretty clear on most of these teeth that there's nothing that we can save. So we go ahead and get our consent forms filled out, and we numb Mr. Smith. And I just want you to know that this, even though we do a lot of people, this is not a mill. We do not rush people through, per se. The people, once they're in the chair, very, very well taken care of. We take our time to make sure they're completely numb, that it's a pleasant experience. That was probably the thing I was the most proud of from last year's event, is just how great the care was, just how people were being treated as people. No one was treated like a number. Yes, we have wristbands and they have a number on them and all that. But once people got back, you know, we were very meticulous, and we will be again, to make sure that people are happy with the care they received. So just because it's free doesn't mean that it's anything less than what they would have received, you know, had they come to my office, or I assume Dr. Whitaker's office, during a regular day under normal circumstances. Now, I also keep in mind that we do not ask people to show need. You don't have to be poor. You don't have to be uninsured. You just have to be willing to come and sit and, you know, get a number and wait for your turn. That's pretty much all it is. So I want to make sure that these folks, you know, Dr. Whitaker, Dr. Bixler, get properly thanked. Now, as you may know, my office is in Clintonville, and not all of the dentists that volunteer, though, are from Clintonville. But there is another one just down the street, Dr. V.J. Lombardo. And Dr. Lombardo, I think he graduated the year or so after I did from Ohio State University College of Dentistry last year. You know, what's interesting is he... it's one of his patients, one of the community volunteers that helps me, that went to Dr. Lombardo and said, hey, I know Dr. Kovinko, I know he's planning this event. I think you ought to consider helping. You know, would you at least take Dr. Kovinko's call, or, you know, maybe call Dr. Kovinko and find out what this is about, because it seems like a really cool event, and I think you'd like to participate. I think you could do a lot of good. So Dr. Lombardo and I did. We got together and we talked. And he said, sure, I'll come. And, you know, he spent the entire day there, as did a few of our dentists. And I'll tell you what, he was so happy. He told me, he says, I'm down for next year. He goes, just put me down now. He said, this is great. There's nothing like helping other people, the feeling that you get. And, you know, I just, those dentists that have helped understand that. I do want to tell you that we are still short of dentists for this year, though. One of the dentists that helped us out for the morning half a day last year is unable to do so this year. And one of the dentists that helped us out in the afternoon hasn't yet committed. He did say, you know, it's a little far away, give me a call back. So part of today's show is going to be a request from me. I would like to implore you, if you have a dentist that's not me and not one of the people on this list that I'll be listing here during the show, please call them. Please, you know, send them an email and say, would you consider helping out with the Dentistry from the Heart event going on at Dr. Kovitko's office on June 15th? You know, as your patient, I'd really appreciate it. And, you know, you'd be amazed how powerful that is when your own patient asks you to do something nice like this to give back. And it is one of our major, major needs. Now, there are a lot of things that it's more than just saying we're going to treat people, because if we do this wrong, we wind up with egg on our face, you know? If we don't do this properly, then we could be in trouble. And what I mean by that is the last thing I want is a bunch of people showing up and standing in line and not getting seen, okay? So we're very careful to monitor what we are doing, so that we know when it's time to actually cut off the line. Now, Dentistry from the Heart is a national charity, and they have events all over the country every day almost, In fact, if you spell out the word dentistryfromtheheart.org, if you go to that website, you'll see, click on the events tab, and you will see the names of the dentists and the cities that they are in that are happening. And last year, luckily for us, there was an event that would be taking place in October. So it was a few months later, but there was another event in Columbus. And we were able to hand out this little sheets that we created and gave to folks who it looked like we weren't going to be able to get to. And so at least we could give them a place where they could potentially go and be seen. So, and just, you know, just for the heck of it, I thought I would give out Dr. Whitaker's phone number in case you want to call her and thank her, or you want her to... you know, maybe you're a patient of hers and you didn't know she was going to be helping, or you want to become a patient of some sort. And let's see if I can, thought I had her number here. I guess I don't. I will look for it though. And anyway, so, okay. Now we, so Dr. Lombardo down the street on High Street. And then of the, Clintonville dentists, then there's a Dr. Stevenson, Dr. Robert Stevenson. He is the gentleman, he's a prosthodontist. His office is over kind of across from Riverside Hospital on Olentangy River Road. And he is the one that came and he did denture repairs and he maybe added the tooth to somebody's partial. Let's say we were going to extract a front tooth. Well, so that the person didn't have to walk around without a front tooth for very long, Dr. Stevenson took them back to his office and he made them for free like a one tooth partial. So as you can see, we're really trying to take good care of these people, and we want to do the same this year. Now, I'll tell you what, besides dentists, dental assistants, and dental hygienists, and we need more of all of those categories, I'm finding this year our biggest need is cash donations. It's the weirdest thing. Last year, maybe because it was the first, there were more people that said, yeah, what do you need? And, you know, let me write a check. And so I'm also putting out a request for folks, businesses, individuals, if you are able in any way, shape, or form, whether it's a $5 donation, a $10 donation, a $500 donation, we could really use your help. And the way you can do that is you can either call my office at 262-9588, or if you'd like to just go online, go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkavitko.com, and there is a tab there that says it's called the Dr. Kavitko Charitable Fund. And when you click on that, it gives you the option of telling us, how would you like your money to be used? Would you like it to all go to Dentistry from the Heart? Would you like it to be used for this Team Smile event that I'm trying to bring in? And you can indicate, or you can just say you don't really care, and we'll use it wherever it's needed most. So please do that. It's dentallyspeaking.com, drkavitko.com. It's the Dr. Kavitko Charitable Fund, and anything that you can do would be helpful. I do have Dr. Whitaker's phone number. It's 267-4242. So if you want to thank her, that's the number to call. All right, so it looks like I've talked a little bit longer than I should have, so it's time to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Mom. Has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Okay, so we are talking about the upcoming Dentistry from the Heart event that we're doing June 15th, and I thought it would be kind of fun to listen to a little bit of a couple interviews that I did with the folks that came to last year's event. So let me see if I can get this queued up, and we'll do that right now.
Continuing my interviews with people that have come to our Dentistry from the Heart event, and there's a gentleman here. He's wearing a Cleveland Browns shirt. And what's your name?
Ron Littlefield.
Ron Littlefield. And Ron has the number one wrist bracelet, meaning you got here first, right?
Yes, I got here at 12:30 a.m.
Oh, my goodness. You've been here for 6 hours?
That's correct.
Wow. So I think that's really neat. And so are you having trouble accessing dental care?
Yes, I am. I'm unemployed, and I don't have any insurance to get the teeth taken care of.
Okay. So when there are events like this that go on, you're kind of right on it, right?
Yes, sir.
Looks like you brought a little shopping cart with your with something to sleep on or something?
No. My radio, water, a couple rations.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, hopefully we'll get you taken care of. And by the way, after you're done, we're going to have entertainment. There'll be people out on the stage, and you're welcome to kind of hang around and make it a festival.
Sounds great.
Okay, thanks so much for being interviewed.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to be doing some more interviews, and I just ran into the gentleman that got here at 4:45 in the morning. And by the way, I set my alarm for 4:45, and I didn't get up till like 5:20, so good job. What time did you have to get up to be here?
4 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock? Okay, what's your name? I forgot to ask your name.
Jeff Teets.
Jeff Teets. Thanks for coming. I see you're a Buckeye fan. That's always good.
Yes, I am.
And then you have a Tampa Bay Buccaneers cap, huh?
Yes, I spent 16 years in Florida.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. Why? Now, why are you here?
Oh, I'm here to save my teeth. Okay. Nobody's going to give me a job if I have something wrong with my teeth, so it's very important to take care of my teeth.
That's a really good point. These interviews are great because it's going to like enlighten others as to the kind of importance that dentistry really plays in this world, you know?
That's correct.
You know, if you don't have teeth or dentures, it's hard to get a job, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Excuse me, what's your name?
My name's Kelly.
Kelly, okay, Kelly, and you're here for filling as well?
I am.
What time did you get up?
I got here at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh my goodness, you got here at 3:30? Okay, I didn't know there was somebody before.
Yeah.
So we had 1, 2, 3 here. Okay, so what time do you get up at 3:30? I'm sorry, do you need him?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, I didn't want to hold up the line, and it was time for him to go back and have his teeth taken care of, so we went ahead and let him go. I want to remind people that you can access podcasts of this show by going to dentallyspeaking.com. They're also on demand on iTunes, so search either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kavitko.
Okay, so that's just a little bit of last year, and I had no idea that people were going to come that early, and I'll have to tell you that, remember I said the first gentleman had a little shopping cart, and he kind of looked homeless to me because he had all this like little basket like you would see, I think of like a grandmother walking down the sidewalk with the little wire metal basket with the two wheels, and he just, like you said, he had water, a radio, he had a blanket, and you know, it worked. He was the first one to be seen, and he was able to get treatment that he was otherwise unable to afford. I didn't want to hold up the line. It's just something that you just feel this responsibility to the people that come later to keep everything flowing so that as many people can receive the free care as is humanly possible. Now, also, what we do too. And this year, I think we have been successful in securing a pharmacist or a group of pharmacists that are kind of dedicated to working free clinic type events are going to come and manage our pharmacy counter, where we make sure that the folks that have had extractions, have had something that maybe would be unpleasant, that they are able to be, we provide them for free, which is part of why we need cash donations, antibiotics, and some pain pills. Now, excuse me, I'll tell you that, you know, the pain pill thing, and I've been watching the news as you have, and actually we had Anthony Murata on from the DEA about this time last year. You've been seeing a lot in the news about the pill mill and the drug take back, where if you have leftover drugs in your home, you can turn them in anonymously, just pour them in a bag. And that's all great, but then I've also been seeing stories about some of the people with legitimate pain that have been getting caught up in this, where their doctors are afraid to prescribe pain medicine because they don't want to be labeled as a pill mill. And there are some folks that are really truly in pain, and they're being hurt by this. So I hope the pendulum hasn't swung too far, because I will tell you that the group of pharmacists that I think is going to help us is a different group that I originally spoke to, because the one group who also works, they seem to be like semi-retired or retired pharmacists. They were all gung-ho to help until they found out that we were going to have some narcotic pain medication for folks to be given. Now, we don't charge for it. And they said, ooh, I don't know, narcotics. And I said, but that's what you guys do. And he goes, I know, but I don't know if our pharmacists would be comfortable dispensing them outside of an actual pharmacy. Don't quite understand that. And there are new reporting laws, by the way. And I'm all set up with that, because now when a dentist or a physician hands somebody pills, whether it's one or a bottle with a number in there, we have to report it to the DEA. And so we have to have the person's name, address, phone number, birth date, just like a pharmacy would. And so there's a little bit more reporting. It's a little bit cumbersome. It is all for a good cause, though. But still, so that's made it a little bit difficult for me to get the kind of help that I would like to have. So anyway, okay, and now let's talk a little bit about, we talked about Dr. Whitaker, and her associate, Dr. Lombardo. I'm sorry, her associate, Dr. Bixler. And we also have Dr. Kaur. It's K-A-U-R, Dr. Kaur. And she was there last year, and she is planning on being here again this year. And that is really cool. It's so neat, because when you have a group and it's like, boy, if I can just get these same people back next year and add a few, I'll be in better shape. Now, remember, we have 15 dental chairs, and I'm going to count the dentists that we have. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 11, I guess 12 if you count me, and then Dr. Stevenson, who does something different than we do. So that's not enough to do 630 people. Now, I will tell you that, remember, we are doing children too, and I wanted to make that clear how the thing with the children is going to work, because we have the Ohio State University College of Dentistry's Dental Mobile Coach coming. And the director of that program is Dr. Kenise Bean. So she will be there. She will be bringing a pediatric dental resident, I believe, or two of them, and maybe a dental student as well. And they're fully contained, and they're 45 feet long, this great big motorhome, and they will be treating children. They'll have a couple chairs for children. I'm sorry, a couple for cleanings and one for fillings. In addition to that, joining us this year for the first time is the Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, Ronald McDonald Charities Mobile Dental Healthcare Van, and they also have three chairs. Now, for children, because we need a parent's consent, what we're doing is we're working through the school system, and we are essentially trying to line up the children in advance. We'll have a morning group and an afternoon group. It's going to be kind of by appointment, but not really, because you're not going to have an appointment time. We're not going to say come at 9:06. We're going to say, you're in the morning. And because of that, and my wife was great and has helped out and actually done this, where she sets up a tent that has games for the kids to play. Games, things like cornhole. There's a prize wheel that they can spin. I don't know if they have like a putt-putt golf hole. I think there was a little, we had a like a little kiddie pool with water in it and these ducks that have a magnet on them, and then these little toy fishing poles with a magnet on them, and the kids can play that. We do our best to make it feel fun and like a little carnival. And we're trying to get, I don't think we have yet, cheerleaders. If there's a cheerleading squad listening and you would like to come and do some cheers and support the kids, that would be great. We would like to have mascots. I don't know if we can have, I mean, I think we tried to get Brutus last year, but the problem we find is that school ends the week before, and I don't know if they do anything over the summer, but we're still interested if somebody knows how we can get the Brutus or one of the other mascots, you know, from the Clippers or the Crew, you know, the Crew Cat or whatever. So we're working in the background, but we could certainly certainly appreciate or would be happy to have any contacts or any help that somebody could offer. That would be great. Okay, and then, so what the reason I'm telling you this is because I want you to know that you can't necessarily, if you have a child and you want to bring your child, you might want to call ahead. Again, the phone number for the office is 262-9588, and let us know, and we'll see if we can get their name down and find out if it'd be morning or afternoon, because the children, you know, they require a little bit of special care, and we want to make sure that they get great care, but we don't, last thing we want is to have a child come and sit there for hours and either not be seen, or even worse, be seen after waiting for 5 hours, and they probably would be fidgety in the chair. So we're trying to be very, very careful with the way we handle the children so that we don't provide anybody with a bad experience. We want it to be a great experience, you know. So again, just remember, children, we kind of want to pre-register. Not kind of, we do. And you can call the office at 262-9588 and find out how that's going to be handled. We actually have a couple of community volunteers, great folks, wonderful women, Bev and Karen, that have decided to take this on for us. And they're in contact with the school system, and they're working on making sure that the numbers work out. So, and I want to thank them for that if you're listening, and I think they are. I think they are. Okay, now, we have meetings. We're having regular meetings. We've been meeting every 3 weeks since end of January, beginning of February. So if you haven't come to a meeting and you want to come and help, our next meeting is May 15th at 5 p.m. at my office. That's 4308 North High Street, May 15th at 5 p.m. And it's just an amazing list of things that we need to make this happen. It's, you know, you just, I don't even have time to list all of the jobs, honestly. And although I'd love to, and I'm going to keep going over some of this as we talk. But anyway, so May 15th, 5 o'clock, my office. And then we have another meeting, June 5th, same time at my office. And we'd love you to come out. And I think I have to, it looks like I have to go to a break again. Let me tell you that, you know, what we're going to do is pretty soon I'm going to give out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And it's always related to what I've been talking about. So let me tell you that, if you haven't been listening, our biggest needs to make this event a success are cash donations, more volunteer dentists, more volunteer dental assistants, and more volunteer dental hygienists, okay? So in a minute, we're going to give out that question, but before we do, please listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question is, what is it that I still need to make the event a success? And by the way, before I give the choices, let me remind folks that the winner receives free flowers from Weistemmer Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And after I've given out the question and the choices, the you'll be calling 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. So here's the question. What is it that I still need to make the event a success? Is it A, cash donations, B, more volunteer dentists, C, more volunteer dental assistants, or D, more volunteer dental hygienists, or E, all of the above? All right. Go ahead and call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And the winner receives free flowers from Weisdember Florists. Okay, so it's time for us to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll be talking to the winner.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets, and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Smiling faces, smiling faces. Sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, smiling faces.
All right, and we have our winner, I think. Well, I assume she has the right answer. Let's go to the line with Diane. Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Do you know the answer to our question?
Yes, all of the above.
Great. That is the right answer. And let's see. And did were you, I'm just curious. Well, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Teacher. Excellent. So you might be one of those people that are asked to provide as a child that needs dental care, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
And I wanted, do you know what I said was probably the biggest need, even though we need all four?
Probably the volunteers.
Okay. I have it down as even, but we need cash donations, and we're asking people to go to the websites. But
okay.
That's okay. You are the winner, so if you'll stay on the line, my producer will get your information, and we'll make sure the flowers from Weisdember get to your place of business on Tuesday, okay?
Thank you.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you very much for all you do.
Oh, thank you. All right. So while he's doing that, let me just move on. I did want to give out Dr. Lombardo's phone number if you want to thank him. His phone number is 263-7143. Okay, and he is on High Street, 3857 North High. Because without these folks, we could not do this. And I want to make sure that everybody that helps gets properly thanked. Last year I had this nightmare that when I went to bed at night, in fact, I got to bed, honestly, I think I got to bed about 12:30. And I had been at the office till about 11:30 setting up. And I couldn't sleep. I kept waking up having a nightmare that all of the volunteers showed up, but none of the patients did. And little did I know that about the time I was dozing off, the first patients were arriving. This year, I'll probably have the opposite. the opposite nightmare, which is all the patients will show up and none of the volunteers. So I want to make sure we have plenty of volunteers. So I mentioned that we had Dr. Kaur, K-A-U-R, but pronounced Kaur, kind of like the beer. And she does not practice on High Street. I believe she practices in Dublin. And I'm going to see if I can't find the piece of paper with her phone number and location, so that I can also give out her number so that you can call her and thank her. Now, yeah, it's Dr. Rupinder Kaur, K-A-U-R, Dublin, and she is on Blakemore Lane in Dublin. And, you know, I had originally thought that this event would kind of be like a Clintonville event, but I'm so happy that I have these dentists from other parts of the city coming to help, because, you know, it just, I don't know, you just can never have enough help, I guess, and especially with the need that we experience. You know, 100 million people in this country don't have dental insurance. By the way, Dr. Kaur's phone number is 504-0407, so you can call her and thank her. That's 504-0407, okay? And so, yeah, 100 million people in this country don't have dental insurance, and that is an awful lot. I do want to relate, and it's interesting because even when you have dental insurance, I think a lot of folks are finding that it's not what you had hoped. But, in fact, just to get off the subject a little bit, I did have a conversation with a gentleman, a former patient. He had been seeing one of my associates, and he called because he wanted to have his records sent because he is going to what's called a DMO. Now, a DMO stands for Dental Maintenance Organization, and with a DMO, he is going to be required to go to somebody on a list. He's not even going to be allowed to choose his dentist, and he was a little bit sad about that. He, you know, he said, you know, I loved your office and everything you guys did for me, but I'm self-employed, and I've been able to come up with this insurance, and they're telling me where I have to go. And he's kind of keeping his fingers crossed that it's going to turn out fine. Now, one of the things that I want to mention about that is in Ohio, there is a law that says you cannot take away a person's choice. So if it's your employer saying you have to go to a DMO, you don't. Your employer has to offer you a plan that gives you the choice of which dentist you see. So just wanted to throw that out there. And the reason, you know, in this case, in this gentleman's case, Mike's case, he, being self-employed, he really felt like he didn't have an option. And I let him know, you know what, you're always welcome back if you liked our office better or whatever. So we had a great conversation. I emailed him his x-rays and photos, and he said, you know what, I just might be back, but I'm just going to give this a try. Okay, another dentist that has stepped up, and well, she helped last year. I'll tell you what, she was a saving grace because we didn't know she was coming, and she came kind of in the afternoon when we had a dentist leave. There was a dentist that said, I will help, and I'm only down for the morning, but if there's a line at noon, I'll stay. And unfortunately wasn't able to stay after all, but who knew? But Dr. Leslie McDougall was able to come in. She pretty much took over where he left off. And her office is called Optimum Oral Health. It's on Stonehenge Parkway, Suite 150. And her phone number is 210-0600. So if you want to thank Dr. McDougall for her service both last year and again this year, that's the number to call. It's 210-0600, and she calls it Optimum Oral Health. She's got a really neat logo. Looks like a big circle, like O2H instead of H2O. She's kind of got it backwards. It's pretty cool. All right. So, and we talked about Dr. Kanice Bean. And so let me just remind folks, you know, I started to talk about this with Diane. If you want to donate, then go to either dentallyspeaking.com and look for the icon that says the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund, or drkvitko.com, same thing. Now, Dr. Kvitko is spelled drkvitko.com. Okay, the Kvitko name, it's not exactly the easiest name to know how to spell or even say, but But there it is, and hopefully you'll find it. And you can also, if you just want to do an old-fashioned mail a check to the office, you can do that by mailing it to, you can put it payable to the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. There's actually an account, a separate account set up for that purpose to make sure funds aren't commingled. And you can mail it to 4308 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43214. Okay. Now, it is time to go to a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about some of these great dentists that have stepped up, as well as some of the businesses that have already said they are helping. I mean, they've already kicked in money and donating resources and whatnot. So stay with me. I want to talk more about that in just a moment.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Okay, welcome back. And you know what? I was thinking during the break, I forgot a really big date and time and an event that's going to help raise some money for this event. And what it is one of the first corporate sponsors to step up was Buffalo Wild Wings. And they came to my first organizational meeting. And what they do is they have a thing, it's called Eat Wings, Raise Funds. And we decided that, see, the way it's most successful is you have to get the word out, and everybody has to know to go to any one of the Central Ohio Buffalo Wild Wings on that day. In this case, it's going to be June 20th. It's a Wednesday evening. If you'll please mark that down, this is probably your easiest way to help, is to go to any Buffalo Wild Wings, June 20th, Wednesday night. Bring your family, your friends, and a portion of what you purchase will be donated to the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund for the purpose of putting on Dentistry from the Heart. And I'm so grateful to them for that. Normally, you would think you would want to have it before the event, which you would. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to have flyers, and I'm going to hand them out to the people that come to the event and hope that they will then, 5 days later, go to Buffalo Wild Wings for dinner, and using their new fillings and their newly healed mouth to eat wings. And and help us out for, you know, if there are any money that I haven't been able to cover bills from this year's event, we'll use it for this year. And if there's any money that's left over, we'll use it for next year. So June 20th, Wednesday night, family, friends, please spread the word, because that's maybe my best chance of generating income to help cover these costs. Okay, so, and I much appreciate it, and I'll try to remember to mention that again later on in the show. Okay, another dentist that helps us out is Dr. Sadanini. And I have not met Dr. Sadanini until she came to last year's event. Her office is called Dublin Metro Dental Group, and her phone number is 766-5600. That's 766-5600. Just a nice, nice lady. She does a lot of cosmetic dentistry, just like I do, and I'll tell you what, just a great person. Doing the Dentist from the Heart event, I'm so grateful because I get to meet people like Dr. Sadanini, and she also was nice enough to be interviewed for one of the local papers who was doing a story about the upcoming event. So, again, Dr. Sadanini, 766-5600, Dublin Metro Dental Group. And I'm looking to see if I could find her address real quick. I will give it out. Actually, there it is, 420 Metro Place South, Suite B in Dublin, 43017. So you can thank her, too. Call her up and thank her so much. Okay. Now, I said I was going to talk about some of the corporate sponsors because, let me just finish the list of dentists. I don't want anybody to go unthanked. And what I'll do is, if time allows, I'll come back and go into more detail on some of these other dentists. Dr. Matt Tomko will be helping us for the first time. Last year, he said, I'm kind of busy, but maybe next year. And you know what? He kept his word, because when I called him this year, he said, I'll do it. And my partners, Dr. Metnis, Dr. Beck, and even Dr. Herzl, who worked at our office for a few years ago, is going to come and help. So let's see. Oh, that's pretty good. Now, we have Buffalo Wild Wings. We've mentioned that. June 20th, Wednesday night, come and eat wings and raise funds. And by the way, I was there on Friday. I've kind of become addicted to these things just ever since they started coming to my meetings. It's like I crave wings now. I get the medium sauce and I get the boneless. I don't like playing with all the, I'm a dentist. I don't like to have dirty fingers. I always wear gloves. So I can't wear gloves at Buffalo Wild Wings. You'd probably get laughed out of there. Now, okay, now one of the things we're doing differently this year than last is we're going to try to feed the people. We're going to try to take care of the folks that are waiting. Not only is it going to be an event where people receive great dental care and there's going to be entertainment, and by the way, the entertainment now is going to be coordinated and handled by the Guitar Lessons Columbus, the company that you've heard commercials for on this show. So Drew, the owner of that company, he is coordinating our stage. So everybody, all singers, songwriters, guitar players, when there's not a live act, there'll hopefully be music being played just to keep people, kind of comfortable. And my wife and some of our volunteers are out purchasing games like chess sets and checkers and other things for the adults to do, because we kind of realized that, yeah, we had all these games for kids, but the adults, those that didn't bring a book, didn't really have much to do. And this year we're going to try to solve that problem. Last year, Troop 474, the Boy Scout Troop 474, put up our tents. Overbrook Presbyterian provided the tables and, they worked through with the Boy Scouts. Maple Grove Church provided the tables and chairs. And we have our request in this year, and we think they're going to come through. We know that they are voting on it soon, so hopefully that will happen. Now, Patrick Jays, Kathleen Smith of Patrick's Jays and Vision Catering, is going to be providing some sandwiches at I think 10 in the morning. We're going to try to have food at maybe 10 and 3, as well as snacks available all throughout the day. Tim Hortons is providing us with, I believe, coffee and Timbits, those little round things. They're like the little holes. Commerce Bank has offered a cash donation of a couple hundred dollars, and North and Ranch, $300, and Mozart's Cafe and Bakery, they're going to be providing essentially a couple cakes that each one will serve 100 people. A gentleman, I Am Photography, is going to come and photograph. Here's a neat one. Gear Gas, the owner of Gear Gas, Kevin, I don't know if I'm supposed to give out his last name, so I won't. Not only is his company going to provide, is donating $500, but he's donating whatever nitrous oxide gas we use that day at both my office and Dr. Whitaker's, as well as he's coming and physically going to help. He's going to be there. Isn't that cool? And guess what? He called us. We didn't even have to call him. Inkwell Printers, the one on 161, they are doing our printing at a deep discount, which we much appreciate. Jerry Davis, State Farm agent, my State Farm agent, within, I don't know, days of putting out my first request, I sent him an email, sent me a check for $50, which was great. Beachwold Hardware is donating the fencing, the temporary fencing, and Elaine from HandyGirlColumbus.com, she's going to put it up just like last year. And also, we found out that Elaine is a singer, and so she's going to be performing as well. Okay, and then my own answering service, Continental Message Solutions. They are, I have to tell you that I wasn't paying attention, and we had all these calls come in that day, people wanting to find out what the event was about, how did you get there, the ins and outs, and we had our phones forwarded to the answering service because we were so darn busy, and I got this bill that was like over $800 from my answering service at the next month, and it was like, oh my goodness, and I didn't put two and two together, and I thought, wow, I can't afford this. So I called them, and I said, how did this get so high? And they went back and listened to some of the tapes and told me. So they were so gracious to waive the extra cost that I would have incurred because of Dentistry from the Heart. And this year, in advance, they've already promised me, Dr. Kavicko, don't worry about it. Your bill will stay the same. We'll answer your phone for the Dentistry from the Heart event for free. So isn't that nice? Isn't that nice when people come together to do stuff like this? I do have to go to a break. And when we come back, we've got a few more people to thank and a few more things to go over. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso's Chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Baby, you can lose as long as you use that smile.
Doesn't that make you smile? You just can't listen to those little kids sing without getting a smile on your face. I did realize that I did not give out Dr. Hamzeh's information. Dr. Sahar, S-A-H-A-R, Hamzeh. I was calling her Dr. Hamzeh, so I never really asked about the first name, but she's at 2645 Bethel Road, and her phone number is 457-3300. So if you want to thank Dr. Hamzeh, that is her number, 457-3300. And you know what? Please do, because these folks are giving up their day and their talents. And you know what? The biggest thing I came to realize was their talents, because it doesn't matter how many non-dental volunteers I have. If I don't have enough dentists, I don't have an event. And I would appreciate everybody that came. But if I had 100 volunteers sitting around watching me try to do 600 people, it would probably take weeks. So so we really, really need and we really, really appreciate these dentists. Another company that I forgot to mention, and that is my waste company. I use Rumpke. And this year, it looks to me like, I don't think it's official yet, but it looks like they are going to donate the trash removal. Because last year we had like 28, 30 bags of trash and I didn't know what to do with, hadn't planned on that. And this year, because we are going to be trying to feed the people to make sure that no one out there is, you know, hungry, starving, whatever, we're going to probably have twice or three times the amount of trash. And so we thought we better be proactive this year and make sure that we have a way to get that hauled off. So, and we're also going to ask them, one of my community volunteers asked me to make sure, Debbie asked me to make sure that we have a recycling container so that we can see that that gets properly disposed of and doesn't wind up in the landfill. So that was a good suggestion, a nice request, and so we'll be doing that as well. Now, let's see, is there something, I want to make sure I'm not missing anybody. I have to check this over. Oh, the Columbus Film Commission, I think I missed them. They have been nice enough to put a notice up on their website to direct people if they want to make a donation. So again, you can go to dentallyspeaking.com, drkavitko.com to make a donation. You can send us a check to 4308 North High Street. You can go to the June 20th Buffalo Wild Wings Eat Wings Raised Funds, and the neat thing about that is any Buffalo Wild Wings in the city. Go to any of the Central Ohio Wild Wings, Buffalo Wild Wings. There's, I believe, there are 14 of them, and, you know, I don't know what we're going to raise, but anything is appreciated. Everything is appreciated for that matter. Now, Dr. Stevenson, I mentioned him earlier, and I want to give out his phone number, his information, if you want to thank him. His phone number is 451-2767. That's 451-2767. And his office is 3600 Olentangy River Road, Suite D3. And you know what? Something else I want to mention is, in addition to the vans that I told you, which remember is the Ohio State University College of Dentistry Dental Mobile Van, Mobile Dental Van, the Rainbow Babies and Children's Ronald McDonald Charities Mobile Dental Van, but we're also going to have the Mount Carmel Mobile Health Van. This will be manned with physicians, I believe, and nurses. And so if somebody hasn't been to the doctor in a while, and you know you're going to be waiting a little bit, you'll be able to step into that van, I believe, maybe register and receive some type of a medical exam or have a medical question answered. So that's pretty cool. And also, we're going to, just like last year, we will have the Ohio Benefit Bank. It is a 22-foot motorhome that has three workstations in it, self-contained with a satellite dish and a generator. And people can sign their children up for goods and services. You can sign yourself up for goods and services. Whatever you have coming to you per our social services, you can sign up right there. Anywhere from help with child care, you know, like daycare or whatever it is that you have coming, that you'll be able to sign up right there at my event, and they're going to be there most of the day. Now, the Ronald McDonald's van, they're going to get there at 9, and they have to leave at 3:30 because they drive down from Cuyahoga County. And also, we are having an American Red Cross blood drive, and they will be set up in a vacant rental space right next to my office. And we're going to encourage people to donate, especially if you know you're going to have a couple-hour wait or so. We think it'd be great. And just think of how much good you can do if you just put all this stuff together And, you know, you came and you got a free filling, but you donated blood. I mean, just how cool is that? You probably helped somebody more than you received, and everybody loves helping others. So, and I want to thank the Red Cross for coming and setting up and being a part of that. Let me make sure we've covered everything. Of course, my staff, my wife, my mother-in-law. I'm afraid to start naming people by names because I'm going to forget, but maybe sometime right before the event I will, because I don't want to make anybody angry by missing a name. There are some that are in my head and some I can just think of their faces, but not their name. So, and something else, remember, please, please, please ask your dentist, ask your hygienist, ask your dental assistant when you go to the dentist this week, would you please call Dr. Kavitko, or would you please volunteer to help with this event, because we think it's such a worthy event. If you'll please do that for me, that would be wonderful. And I know that they will get more out of it than they give, because it's just such a great feeling to know that you're helping others. It almost sometimes I think I'm selfish in doing it. All right, I can see that I'm out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Please tune in next Sunday and every Sunday at 8, and go out and have a great day.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.